Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a federal lawsuit against the Idaho Army National Guard. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, as you know, this case has been going on for over a year, where an infantry officer was unceremoniously removed from command because a subordinate senior enlisted man filed a formal discrimination complaint against him for simply sharing his religious and political views. And, you know, this case garnered a lot of media attention because the Idaho governor, Brad Little, is considered conservative, and people really question why didn't he do something in this case.
Well, as the governor, he's also the commander-in-chief of the state's National Guard, like the president of the United States is the commander-in-chief of the United States military.
So he's responsible for this situation.
Yeah, the buck really stops there with the governor's office, and he has the ability to make changes. And so this came to Governor Brad Little's attention because we brought it to the public's attention with regards to this Army National Guard situation. And we have referred to this as the No Christian Commanders policy.
Yeah.
And it goes really all the way back to Barack Obama. And so we have a Christian commander in this particular case, and he is being removed from his position in the Idaho Army National Guard because of his Christian beliefs. And we have notified Governor Brad Little that the Idaho Army National Guard has violated the protected free speech rights of an infantry officer by removing him from command and illegally pressuring him to resign regarding public statements that he made outside of the military environment. In this instance, the Idaho Army National Guard has violated the First Amendment, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the Idaho Constitution, and the Free Exercise of Religious Protection Act.
Yeah, I mean, this officer, he was running for a political office, but he also posted all this information on his private social media. Basically, it's regarding gender ideology and the sexualization of children. And he wrote against graphic, obscene children's books in a library and the promotion of a drag queens event and drag queens in schools. He posted that no child is born in the wrong body and that males should not be competing in female sports and against the medical mutilation of gender-confused children. I mean, this is all just common sense.
Yeah, and this was, again, as you said, posted as private statements, not in his official capacity with the Idaho National Guard.
Which he has a right to do.
While he was running for a political office or otherwise acting in his private capacity. In the situation here, though, there was a subordinate senior enlisted person who is pro-LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm.
He falsely claims that the examples that you just cited showed that it is a hostile work environment and that the subordinate is afraid because of this anti-LGBT community speech. This is something, again, that this officer did in his own private capacity, not in his official capacity. He has the rights of the First Amendment and other federal and state laws to be able to do so. And so what happened is, after this LGBTQ pro officer then filed this complaint, there was an investigation, and shockingly, the response came back from the Idaho National Guard to proceed with a formal investigation known as an AR-15-6 based upon this unconstitutional complaint. And after more than a year since the officer has now been removed, the investigating officer released a recommendation that the infantry officer, who we represent, be permanently removed from command. And he essentially states that these individuals who hold traditional moral values are extremist and they should be barred from serving or being promoted. He also recommends that the Idaho Army National Guard adopt a policy that would actually vet individuals for their essential Judeo-Christian values, and if they have such, not be allowed into the Guard or not be promoted within the Guard.
But yet, you know, you have someone who claims to be homosexual. Is that okay to say that person does not have free speech, just like you're saying that a Christian does not have free speech?
Yeah, it's okay in this particular situation. And, you know, this goes back to, I think, a policy that Barack Obama started. If you remember, when Barack Obama was elected in 2008, 2009, the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, remember, she then did this policy and this, she released this document. And in the document, she said in early 2009 that individuals who are pro-Second Amendment, individuals that basically love God and love America, should be considered extremist. Mm-mm. It was in a specific footnote that was added to the document, and it was about terrorism. Because there was so much pushback, they ended up removing that footnote in the document. But it shows what Barack Obama thinks about people in the military. Remember, he's the one who talked about people who cling to their guns and their Bible in a very derogatory fashion when he was running for office.
And defend this country, thank the Lord. Yeah.
And so there's been this antipathy, this opposition to people who have Judeo-Christian values. We saw it, for example, during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we believe strongly that this mandate that the Department of Defense issued on the military in August of 2021 was really designed to force Christians and people of faith to violate their Christian faith or be clearly identified and be excluded from the military because they would not violate their Christian faith with regards to these COVID shots. That's, I think, what it was designed to do. If you go back when you look at the confirmation of the Biden Secretary of Defense, during his confirmation hearing, he said specifically that there are enemies from without, but there's also enemies from within. And what he said about the enemies from within, he was referring to people who are actually in the military, that there are people who are enemies from within and they need to be rooted out. Now, his version of who those, quote, enemies are people who love God and love our country. And he wanted to root them out. And I remember, after that confirmation hearing, a very controversial response that he said, some of the liberal media mentioned his statement that there needs to be a cleansing within the military, but then they said, but he gave no specifics as to how it would be done. And then, of course, COVID hit, and the mandates came down in August of 2021. And I think those were clearly designed to root out from the military people that have strong religious Christian convictions. And so we see this in the Idaho National Guard situation. This man said things that most people believe and that common sense supports, that you shouldn't have sexualization of children, that you should not have these drag kids events and drag queens in public schools, that there are graphic, obscene children's books in the library, and that no child is born in the wrong body, and that boys should not be competing in female sports, and that there should not be medical mutilation of gender-confused children. I don't know. The vast majority of the Americans believe that.
Right, protecting children. And as a Christian, he believes that all people are made in God's image and have inherent dignity and worthy of respect. So he does not use his position to go around shouting down, you know, LGBT, pro-LGBT people. He does not do that. He does not use his position. But I think this other subordinate senior enlisted man, it seems like he's pulling the victim card and saying, well, I'm so afraid this is going to be a hostile environment because I see what he's doing in his private, you know, on his private social media. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, and he says, based upon those comments that we just reiterated, he said, this shows, quote, just how much the officer, truly hates the LGBTQ community, close quote.
And he never said that.
And he never said that.
He's
he said what I just
children.
Said.
Yeah.
He said those same things that we've just pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
That shows how much you hate the LGBTQ community. And this officer that we represent in the Idaho Army National Guard never said anything against those that serve underneath him or above him with regards to this issue. So we are not able to get the governor to act by just simply a letter and a demand. So consequently, we have now filed a federal lawsuit against Governor Brad Little of Idaho and also high-ranking Army National Guard General and a Brigadier General as well to get redress and justice for this Army National Guard officer. This no Christian commanders policy, that must fall. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.